Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse. It's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. A very exclusive podcast available to only our fine downloaders in our podcast world. It's where Lummy grills me. Uncomfortable questions.
I got a couple softballs today, but and also some
Steve Papa the Love Sponge, Lummy Q&A. Lummy, although I was going through some of our old shit, and I've been greasing you with it, and you're like, oh yeah, I got that one in the hopper, and I got that one in the hopper. So you got a lot of what I've proposed to you. You already got in the works,
yes,
as you call it, the hopper.
The hopper.
Ready to unleash and get millions of views?
Of course.
How about this one? Listen to this one. This is pretty hot.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to make a suggestion. Maybe you guys should ask to speak to their parents first. Make sure they are over 18.
Wait till you hear this one, Lummy.
I know I'm not, and I've played that trick a couple of times.
Hold on. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh, you're 17.
Mm-hmm. 18 in about less than a month.
And you've lured older men before by telling them you're 18.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Tell me about it right now.
Why are you in school is my question.
Why aren't you in school? 17-year-old girl has a rape fantasy.
Ooh.
Now, this is like 15 years old. So.
School right now.
Oh, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, you're homeschooled.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, she's...
I work full-time, so I'm on my way to work.
Really?
Yes.
Are you hot?
She's 17,
Spice asked what school she was going to.
Yeah, but I said, are you hot? And she said she's going to be 18 in a matter of months, so it's not really that inappropriate.
No.
Okay, you're getting there.
I'm starting, I gained a lot of weight, and I'm losing it and, getting in shape. But I look pretty good.
All right, well, tell me how you've lured these men and what have happened.
Internet. I actually lured them off the internet.
Right, what happened?
You say I'm not a virgin, but, what ended up happening? We've had sex, but
that's wrong. You're doing something horrible.
No, I know. Oh, I learned my lesson. Trust me. Oh, I've learned.
And what's the oldest guy that you've hooked up with?
38
years old. Wow. You're 17. You're lying to him, telling him that you're 18, and then you're having sex with them
off the internet. That's not a good idea.
I mean, you're talking about the most cesspool. Lummy, that might be a good one.
Oh yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh yeah.
100%. You know.
Oh yeah.
How about this one, Lummy?
Steamy.
Hold on. How about this? Hold on. I'm trying to find a couple others you might want to look into here. I don't know how this is going to go. So I may have to abandon. This might even not even be podcast worthy.
Good morning, and all.
Yeah. Baba?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, can I explain something to you real quick before you hang up on me?
Why am I going to hang up on you?
All right, listen to me. I've been really, you know.
First of all, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Don't ever tell me to listen to you. That's what my mom used to tell me when I was getting in trouble.
Okay. I've had police officers treat me like crap, and I've had police officers be really nice to me, okay?
Why have you had so much contact with police officers?
Man, that's so old. That had cowhead in it.
Yeah.
I'm a 5'7", 130-pound, blonde-haired transsexual.
Yeah.
And you got to understand, Lemmy, like, this was in 1997.
Oh.
This transsexual was way ahead of the times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a number.
Okay, can we get you?
So
now, hold on now. Can you shut up for a second? You're very forward. That's why you have problems with police officers, because you don't know how to shut up.
Oh, because she's loud like a man and annoying like a woman.
Exactly. You're loud like a man and annoying like a woman with a pair of tits and a penis.
Right.
Now, if you can let us get a word in edgewise, why have you had so much? Have they accosted you?
Lemmy, that might be one, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested in that one?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, 100%.
Well, we may have to bleep out a little bit, maybe, in the beginning of YouTube. Yeah.
This is simply named contestant number 4 from Fort Myers.
I think I jacked off to this one time.
The call?
I was listening to it at home, and I jacked off to it.
Hello?
Wow.
Hello, how are you?
I think this is like one of the best ones ever.
How are you?
Number 4?
Yes.
That's just your name. Now, did you get your dildos in the mail yesterday?
Remember, Lemmy, we used to send girls the glass kangaroos the glass dildos.
Oh, yes, yeah. I sure did.
Heat them up in the microwave.
Yeah, glass dildos that you could microwave to make your pussy hot.
Get a chance to use them at all?
Yes.
You honest to God?
Honest to God, I did.
As soon as you got them in, did you just rip them open and go for it?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I called my husband and I said, I received my package. And I said, you know, wait till you get home or should I just open them now?
What did he say?
He wanted me to wait, but of course I hurried up and...
I guess the glass dildos say you're not supposed to microwave them, but you can.
Oh, you know, I wondered that, because we heard that Bubba said that you could microwave them.
No, if you microwave, you know, you just can't microwave them for, like, you know, half an hour. You got to microwave them for, like, 30 seconds or so. Did you use the rabbit?
Oh, I used the glass one.
You did use the glass one.
That thing's huge.
Did you microwave it?
Well, actually, yes, we did.
So you microwaved it?
We put it in there for, like, 20 seconds and then stood back from there, you know, in case, you know, it blew up or something.
Right, but obviously it's not going to.
And Lemmy, I think she starts going to town on herself.
I think she does.
Was it warm, at least, when you used it?
What?
I think you tell her to go get it.
It was warm, yeah.
Did you use lubrication?
No.
You didn't need it?
No.
Okay. How did it feel?
It was big.
I mean, was it good, though? I mean,
it was good, yeah, but it was big.
Right.
You said you weren't going to send huge things.
Well, wait, those are...
Those were average.
Not the biggest one. Though.
Anyway, I mean, I don't know if I have time to get into all that. I got Jericho 4. I got Jericho 2. Here's Jericho 2. I don't know what he says.
And we have a special guest on line 12 right now, a hero to all, the paragon of virtue, the Lionheart Chris Jericho.
You got to be kidding me. What's he calling this program for? I don't like that asshole, and I don't want anything to say to him.
All right, hero. It's time to shake you awake from this fantasy world that you're in, Bubba. This is Chris.
You don't have this one, do you, Lummy?
No, I do not.
No, you do not. Early, early Jericho.
Yeah,
Jericho,
WCW.
This is the man that you're scared of, if you had any smarts to be scared, okay? I've been listening to your radio show, your cheesy little radio show, along with the 15 or 20 other morons here in Tampa, and I heard you playing Wrestler Boy yet again with Jimmy Hart. You had JoJo Dillon on the line. You're trying to be the hotshot. You're trying to be cool. I told you before, do not mess with my sport, Bubba. Just because you have a few people, a few trailer park trash denizens who enjoy your show, a few people who enjoy listening to your ridiculous comments and your ridiculous musings, I don't think it's very funny that you decide you want to play wrestler and come to Tampa on my terms, in my house, in my sport, and for one night become a big-time pro wrestler, okay? I don't think it's very funny, and I think it's time for you to just let the whole thing go, okay?
Well, here's the bottom line. I hope somehow that J.J. Dillon can get you involved, because you know what? It's not going to... I don't have to be a wrestler to kick Jimmy Hart's ass. Obviously, Jimmy is a very small man in nature, has no wrestling skills, and inside of a studio, it's not hard to grab him and throw him down on the ground. I can only hope to pray to whoever we worship above that they somehow stick your stupid-looking Barbie doll ass in there,
I
can take you on, too, because I don't care if I wrestle for one night or for an entire year. Bottom line is Chris Jericho in a street fight or in the ring or in the squared circle. I'm not afraid of you, and I'm not going to be afraid of you.
Okay. You've been watching far too many Hulk Hogan wrestling films.
Lummy, you know what? With that one little word.
Deep out, cut out.
You've been watching far too many Hulk Hogan promos, I think, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Jericho 4.
We have the Paragon of Virtue.
Oh, it's the same one. All right. So Jericho 2 is the same thing.
All right.
I'll write these down for you. They're all about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Which is perfect, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah.
Angela and Bridget. Hold on. And Bridget, I think this is...
Let me call Angela up. Stand by.
Remember Angela, the swinger?
She was married to Shane. They're the swingers from Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, and they brought in
Bridget.
Yeah, anyway. Let me, what do you got for me? This is a very exclusive podcast that I don't think people want to hear me play back in the day shit. They want these hard-driving questions.
It'll be soon on our YouTube page.
Yeah, all of this will be on our YouTube page, and probably I'll put up on as podcasts as well.
A good amount of people in chat today were asking for a full update on the cream machine.
Hootie has made 2 payments, and he's got another one due tomorrow, and I think he'll pay on, and I think he mentioned to me that he was going to make it, and he did pay Blitz his 160. Did I send Blitz his 160?
I am not sure. You said you were going to.
I think I did. Blitz, are you still here?
Blitz left.
I sent you your 160.
You did. I can no longer complain about Hootie not paying me now.
No, you can't. You're right.
Wow. I mean, you complain. I'm kind of upset.
Because you liked that little tether of heatness.
I did. Yeah. But I'm whole now.
I know, motherfucker.
Hootie's making all his wrongs right.
And he threw in a $40 red kicker, but fuck red. He's making enough money anyway.
Exactly.
So that goes to the house for the Blitz processing fee.
Yes. Yeah,
so you. Blitz is whole. He said he's mad because he can't pitch anymore about that particular situation.
Sorry, Blitz.
Thank you, Blitz, for the chime in. Appreciate it.
So he's up to date on everything as of tomorrow.
Right now, Hootie's in good standing.
Well, then, speaking of Blitz, since we just had him on, I had 2 questions here.
With Blitz?
Yeah. Would love to know how you met and why Blitz left and came back.
We met. Blitz showed up at the radio station in, like, 98? Blitzy? 98, 99, 97?
Well, long before that. I listen to Bubba every now and then on my way to high school in the morning.
Before you hacked into the computer, the entire computer system.
Correct.
Right.
But they knew about it.
And you really didn't have that long of a commute. What'd you have, a 6-minute commute?
Yeah, it was short.
Yeah.
And I forget, I don't know what you were talking about, but I was like, this Bubba guy, he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Of course, you were mean to me.
Yes. So I found your private email address and I emailed you. And I was like, and I was going to say, look, dumbass, what you said was wrong. But I was like, nah, there's like no point in being like that. So I was like, hey, you mentioned this morning and it's actually like this. And I forget. I have no idea what it was. And you replied and you're like, oh, cool, cool. Thanks. You know, whatever. Look, I forget you said something. And then like we emailed back and forth for like a year or two.
Right. And then the next thing I know, one day, I think I invited you to the station. Maybe
you did a few times. And I was like, I'm like, look, no offense, but I don't really care.
Right.
Like, you know, whatever. Like, that's cool. I appreciate it. But, like,
well, and the reason why that
I wasn't emailing you to, like, try to get on the show.
I know that. Like... But through our emails, I could tell that you were a huge radio historian. You'd mentioned Bob Lasseter, Jay Marvin, Lionel, like, all the guys that were in my building that were, like, legends.
Sure.
And so, in talking back and forth in the year that I did with you, I'd figured out that you were a radio, and so that's why I invited you, because I knew that you kind of were, you liked radio.
Yeah, like you invited me to come a few times, and I was like, nah, yeah, you know, look, I appreciate it, but I'm good.
But you didn't know he was in high school either, right?
No, I did not, because he rolls up 6'5", I thought the motherfucker was like 30.
Yeah, and I think I was like, I think I was like 18 or 19, or like, no, I was like 18 the first time.
I thought
he was
30.
But I came to an event there.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm Blitz. He was like, holy shit.
You're big. You're
like, the first thing you said was, holy shit, you're not a pencil neck geek like I thought you'd be.
Yeah, I thought he literally looked like Tuttle.
Yeah.
You know, because he was like, you know, really IT and like, you know, a radio historian and stuff like that. And he shows up as like a real man.
Yeah.
And then we just started kind of hanging out for a long time. We were good friends.
I went to your house like once or twice. And then, you know, like a couple months went by. And actually, you started having problems with your satellite system.
Yeah, my illegal card ones.
And I was like, hey, I can program those illegal cards up.
Yeah, he's like, fuck. I'm like, man, you can't get here fast enough, kid.
Right.
And then he stayed.
Yeah. So I would, for like a year or so, I would come over just on Super Bowl Sunday or on football Sundays.
Right.
And then we got to be friends more, and he was my roommate for on and off for a while.
Yep.
And then we got into like a some type of disagreement. I don't know. I can't.
I don't really remember. I mean, it was nothing like big, but it was just a bunch of little stupid shit.
It was kind
of
like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I think I said fuck you to Blitz because I'd heard some shit that he said about me or posted about me or some shit.
No, I didn't post anything.
Whatever.
But yeah.
Whatever it was.
And then I remember there was one time you said, Blitz, just all you got to do is just tell me the truth. What do people think about this deal or whatever? And I was like, okay, I'll tell you the truth. And then you got like really pissed and you're like, get it the fuck out.
Whatever. Anyway, we went about 6 years.
Yeah, it was about 5 or 6 years. And we didn't talk at all.
And then we didn't talk at all.
Every now and then, like maybe once a year, there'd be like a text or, you know, like an email or something, just, you know, very like formal.
And then I think what, like maybe 16, 17?
I saw Uncle Bruce at a car show.
That's right.
Yeah.
One bad dude.
Yep. At Boulevard Customs.
Right.
And I was like, oh, hey, what's up? And we talked for a minute. I was like, how's Bubba? And he's like, well.
Not too good.
He's not doing that great. And, you know, his video guy just quit like the week or two prior or something. I was like, well, I'll reach out.
And Blitz had just gotten fired for like triple dipping on a triple dip.
Yeah. Well, no, I was working for a Russian TV station and they walked in one day and was like, all right, everyone's got 10 minutes to grab all your shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah, but did you say you hated this? You're working with one job that you hated so
bad.
Oh,
that was privately, yeah.
That you were trying to get fired, that you would go to Home Depot, you would take the van, the station van.
Company van, yeah.
And you would go to Home Depot and take a 2-hour nap.
Oh, I would sometimes just go home for a few hours.
Yeah, just to see how far they could pass.
So I was working two jobs. I was working a weekend job that was Saturday and Sunday, 12 hours each day.
Oh.
And then a full-time job plus overtime during the weekdays. And I was dating a chick. I was dating a Polish girl. And she's like, hey, like we never have time to hang out now. Like I would go over to her place a lot of times. And we were kind of like not living together, but kind of living together for a while. And she was like, well, we can't ever do anything because you're always working. So I was like, all right, well, I don't really want to quit, but I'll let him fire me. So I like literally said, let's see how long I can push it for. And
how long did you go fucking around?
It was like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I didn't do anything wrong. I just like kind of fucked off.
Right.
But like it was a good gig while I had it, because a lot of times too, like I'd be, because it was both of my jobs were at the same building. So I would be able to like work on the clock on my weekend job for the one company while doing work for the first company. And my weekend job said, hey, look, as long as you're doing what you need to do here, I don't care if you double dip. And the weekday job didn't know. So like, hey, you know, I was doing work for them, so who cared? So I was making like really good money that year. And then they flew down a guy to escort me out to be fired.
Well, 'cause they thought you were Johnny Weirdo.
Well, that's just company. It was a big company. So company policy, that's what they do. And this was like a satellite office. So they didn't have like anyone officially that could do that. So they flew in like a head level guy. He walked me out to my car and he's like, hey, we need your gate clicker. And I said, well, the gate clicker that I have is mine. He's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm the one that designed and put together your entire gate system. And the one that's mine is mine. I'm keeping it. Okay, well, you can't come back on these premises. I said, well, all right, well, I'll be back Saturday. He's like, you know, you're not coming here ever again. I said, I work here. I said, I have a whole other job here for a different company. Oh, well, I'll have to talk to that guy, and we're going to have to figure this out. And I called my boss immediately, and he's like, dude, I'll see you on Saturday, no problem.
And you were there on Saturday?
Sure was.
So then
I worked there for like another year.
So then Uncle B tells you I need a video guy, because my guy was a complete squirrel.
Yeah, he left.
And I think I called Blitz up and said, hey, Blitz, I can't pay you shit, but I think we got some areas we can grow in, and sure, I'll pay you more as I make more.
Yeah.
And Blitz is like, okay. I mean, I know.
Well, I remember I came and met you at the studio. Guess who else was here?
Who?
Remember?
No.
Me, you, and Sumo.
Oh, that's
Sumo
right.
Sumo was here.
It was the first time. Sumo just happened to be visiting.
Right, no, I know.
We didn't have a stoppage in action, but it was the first time that I had seen you.
Yeah.
Back.
Yep, and Sumo just happened to be here.
Hey,
so.
Goddamn, Blitz, where you been, motherfucker? And then
we met in the studio itself and talked for a couple hours.
Yeah, and then I'm like, listen, Blitz, I can't pay you what you're worth, but I can pay you a little something, and you know, I'll break off more as we get it.
Right.
And that's how it's been.
Yeah.
So ever since, and listen, I can honestly say that you and I, and even you, Lummy, you're on this level. I would never let anything big or small come between our friendship.
Oh, thank you.
But, yeah. I mean, I can say, like, there's nothing that I couldn't forgive you for, or two, I hope you couldn't forgive me for.
Right.
In our friendship. Because as we get older, you value your friends more.
For sure. And there was a few times, like, and this has been now, like, you know, probably 2 or 3 years, but, like, there was a few times that when I was here, I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I'm out of here. And I was like, nah, you know, I'll stay. I still see it, you know. But there was probably about 2 or 3 times, and there was one time I remember, and I can't remember what it was for, but I literally, like, I had my shit packed, and I was ready to leave.
Yeah, I think I tell everybody every day, but anyway.
No, I know, but I mean, it hasn't been for a few years. But, I mean, like, I was like, man, this is bullshit. Like, I'm not taking this crap. And, you know, it was early on, too, and I wasn't making that much money here. I was like, this is not worth it. But I stuck it out, because I was like, I know... You know, I know we're going to be somewhere soon.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's back when we were talking about, like, hey, we're going to lose the building. We're going to lose this. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, fuck.
So I just got a really good feeling with one, everybody that works here, and that two, you know, like the old Bubba, I would have just really me fucking with Anna, it being late is more of a rib than anything.
Yeah.
But it does piss me off because it's my pet peeve. But I'm really not. I mean, I absolutely adore her.
Sure.
Like, I fucking absolutely adore her.
Absolutely.
I don't see her nearly as much as I wish we could. And the one thing I wish we could do more of is what we did on when we did the Indian dinner deal.
Right.
Which we've promised to do that once a month. But, you know.
Maybe like go to the fair or something.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry I called that off today, guys. It's just that I knew.
It was today?
Yeah, we were supposed to go today.
Oh, shit.
Dan's full hot on it, too.
I know.
I just told him to get over it. You know, Blitz, I just got so much going on.
I know you do.
And I was just like, you know what? It earlier for us works, and later for him works.
Yep.
And it's just going to be let's say we were to leave the fair at like 3:30.
Oh, you're fucked.
We're fucked. You're absolutely fucked.
I-4, you're done.
And today is like, isn't it after 3 o'clock, Blitz, buy one, get one free day or something?
That is correct.
Yeah. So fuck it.
Everyone will be coming.
We're going to do
and
other stuff.
The fair is only like a week long now.
It used to be like 17
yeah,
days.
I was going to say, it was about 2.5 weeks.
It's literally like 2 weekends in a week.
It used to be, honest to God, like 16 days.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe they just like, you know, you can only suck so much white trash money out of a fucking, city.
COVID kind of changed it too.
They can only hold the bolts together on those fucking, those rides for a week now. Yeah,
those grade B bolts or grade whatever the fuck.
Right, well, thank you for letting me be on your podcast, Lemmy.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Hey,
Christian.
Man.
Hey,
good seeing you. And by the way, I thought you were trying to get out of the building early today.
I am. I'm leaving.
Right, hey, see you later, goes along with the next question. Bubba, where do you see the show going in 3 years with the current woke mindset?
No, I don't think so. Let's say goodbye to Blitz.
Goodbye, Blitz.
I see the show being anti-woke, and I think that anti-woke, as long as we don't get canceled off of, like, you know, Facebook, YouTube, podcasting, Twitch, I see people that are not woke being rewarded. I mean, if we can just continue our growth that we are now, we're going to be fine. I mean, first of all, we're fine now. Right?
Yeah, we're about to 71,000 on YouTube.
Lemmy, you're making a living.
Yes, I am.
I mean,
thank you.
I mean, you know, I know you guys depend, you know, mostly. I mean, your wife makes the most money.
Correct.
But she made the most money even when you were really kind of doing pretty good on the fish deal. Like, your wife makes a good living.
Yes, she does.
Now, let's be honest, the fish deal was more of the Peruvian fucking you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I got a question for you.
Yes.
What really here's a question.
We just talked about this.
No, we didn't.
No, not us. Something in the back.
What really happened on the fish deal? Because
it's a long story.
Well, hold on. That's what this is for. And here's the deal. I'm one of your best friends.
Yeah.
And I really don't know what happened. What the fuck happened? I just know that you used to be a big slinging dick in the fish business. Like, you know, you were doing $100,000 and $150,000. You know, fucking buys and
oh, yeah,
you know, big money.
You know, and then all of a sudden it just, I forget, something happened that completely fucked you. Was it COVID?
Well, that was the initial part. Well, I mean, there's a couple different things. I mean, it's a long story.
I remember one day it was maybe even on the air. You're like, I'm fucked. I am absolutely fucked.
Yeah, there was the COVID part.
There was one event I thought happened.
COVID was the end all be all.
Just because of restaurants shutting down?
It was restaurants, but Cisco, in a long short kind of thing. So my first partner, we were doing really well. We doubled our sales. We went from 1 to 3 to 6 to 9 million. Then we were projected to do 15 million out of the gate with a grouper. Our one business partner who owned a different distributorship, we owned the importing company. Sold it to a very large company out of Ohio. We got into a lawsuit. You know the lawyer I used. They actually were against you in a different lawsuit.
Who's the lawyer you used?
He might have been Mop Japs lawyers. You know, those the big time.
Oh, Fizzle Kiz?
Yeah. We wrapped up about $450,000 to $500,000 lawsuit.
And lost?
We settled, but our lawyer fees we had to pay out of our pockets. That was back then. Me and my partner went and did our own thing. We started again building the company. We started growing. We moved on our own. And pretty much my one partner said he's going to retire, move up north. And I started doing business at the Peruvian. I was doing really well.
Was the Peruvian a dick?
Yes, he was. Extremely big dick. And
a scammer?
I wouldn't say, you know what, as time has passed, yeah, I would say scammer. He was always looking to try to take advantage and take it from me. We were 50-50 partners in our dealings, and when time started getting tough with COVID, he gave me a little bit more cash to buy into it, and that's when I had Stone Joe Logano, who's literally a piece of shit, in my opinion. And I will,
is that your cowhead?
Yes, I will literally beat the fucking shit out of him.
That's your cowhead?
Yes, he is my cowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I trusted him, and when COVID hit, shit hit the fan. I went with him when Dan and I, you know, came up with the Fast Fresh Seafood thing, which was successful.
Did that do okay?
In the beginning. It went well in the beginning. We got a couple other people involved. You know, it is what it is. And then when COVID kind of hit, we stopped it. But it went off well. I asked the Peruvian if he wanted to be in it. He said he did not want to have any part of that. Well, when he started seeing me move a lot of fish with Dan, because he had video cameras, he was in Miami. He got very, very mad about that. And, 4 weeks later, he came up and, took the freezer that is actually under my name, took it out of the Tampa warehouse on a Saturday, and Stone Joey Logano did not even give me a heads up. He was
so
part
was Joe of it. Logano, Joey Logano there?
Yes, he was.
And helped this guy take this big fucking cooler out of your deal?
Yes, and he left all my stuff, and I had about $30,000 worth of my own money and my own fish in there, and they left it in the warehouse from Saturday and Sunday.
Completely ruined it.
And, yeah, pretty much thought it out. I showed up Monday to a bunch of flies and a very bad smell.
And 30K worth of fish and that's worth nothing.
And I had no freezer to put anything in, and I couldn't get a hold of the Peruvian. And so Joe Logano told me, well, that's between you two. I don't want to get in the middle of it.
And if you see him, I heard that you're going to take a charge.
Yes, I would have beat the shit out of him at the lightning thing.
If you see him, you're taking a charge.
Yes, I will take a charge.
And so I'm going to give you a pass to the need that if you're in jail and you miss a show, I'll come bail you out if it's about that.
I do appreciate that.
Dear Bob, I just took a charge. I need you to come get me.
I will make sure I try to video it, and so we can have it.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So, you know, that's it.
Oh, yeah. I was doing really well with the fish business. But COVID was the last straw because we had about $400,000 worth of in March because our biggest customers were the cruise ships and Cisco's
right.
Around the beaches.
That's right. It was when they shut the cruise industry down.
It's when they shut everything. And then everything.
Well, no, but I remember when they shut the cruise because the cruise ships – were like, I think maybe your biggest customers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm
fucked.
Which
was through Cisco.
Yeah, you're like, I'm fucked.
Yeah, it was because once Cisco shut that down, it started trickling to, then I started getting emails from US Foods, Cisco saying, we're going to have to cancel this PO. We're going to have to cancel this PO. We're going to have to because we don't know what's going on. And they just started canceling all these POs. And March, April, May, June, they would load up for the whole year. So we were doing probably about $12 million in sales in those 4 months. And they shut them all down, and then they just changed the whole fucking thing. So,
welcome to the Bubba and Lummy Q&A. What else you got for me, buddy?
Oh, so then it was after, you know. The
Slow down, Lummy. Slow down, kid.
I get worked up about that whole topic, I get very fast. Sorry. So after the three-year current woke mindset, if Sirius reached out and wanted to sign a contract with you, would you continue the show like it is now, or would you go back to like Shock the Puss or
I don't think you can do that in any capacity. That's why I'm trying to. I'm currently in development on getting some of our old stunts, and I'm talking to some companies about getting that footage out on various platforms, like, you know, maybe Netflix or Hulu, because the stuff that I used to do, you can't do. Even if Sirius was to hire me, you can't do it. You can't do that on YouTube. You can't do that on Facebook. You can't do it on regular radio. You can't do it anywhere. You can't do it on Sirius Satellite. You can't even really do it on podcasting because it's so much a visual. I mean, I guess you could maybe do it on podcasting, but nobody would really. I mean, you know, hey, we got some girl in here. We're gonna. But here's the other deal. You can't get girls to do it because all they will do is like, fuck it, I'm gonna open up an OnlyFans. See, when we were getting girls to Shock the Puss and, you know, all the stuff that we were doing, they had no other way to promote themselves.
Yeah.
So when a girl, you know, when a hot porn chick was coming to the dollhouse or to the penthouse club or, you know, to Deja Vu, you had to come in and do my show in order to promote it because you didn't, you know, you may have had a Twitter, but I don't think fucking Twitter was around back then.
Or their own website, at least.
But, you know, you didn't have a way to touch a lot of people. And so, you know, we collectively were kind of the social media or the distribution method to promote these girls. And in doing so, they'd do anything I asked. Show tits, you know, suck dick, whatever. So I don't think that people are really misconstrued in the fact that that'll ever be ever. Nobody will ever be able to make that happen again. That being said, the footage that I have of this becomes more and more valuable the more and more that you cannot do that, right?
Yeah, it's more raw.
Right. What else?
Well, a couple more. This is another radio question, then I'm going to change topics. But how did you come up with the 199 gimmick?
I don't know. I just, one day, it's like, man, if I had my own radio station, we'll just be fucking Bubba 199, because 199, there's no 199 on a dial. Like, there's no, you know, there's a 98.7, there's a 102.5, there's a, you know, there's a 93.3, there's, you know, I think the megahertz on the FM dial go from like 88.1 to 107.9. So Bubba 199 was just, you know, it can't even, there's no such thing as a Bubba 199. That's why I made it Bubba 199. And now it's an institution, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Bubba 199 is single-handedly our largest form of how we make money.
It is nuts.
It's crazy. You're the barker. You're the bit bitch.
I am the barker. Started a long time ago, 3-4 years ago. In your opinion, this is the last radio question. What was the craziest stunt that you ever seen at the BRN?
Probably some of the Saw stuff that we did. You know, like having the lights completely down inside of a 8x8 or a 10x10 shed, and it's completely dark where you can't see, and these motherfuckers have paintball guns shooting each other, and each guy's in a corner, or airsoft guns. That's fucking brutal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you ever feel bad for any of the stunts?
I did feel bad for Tom and a couple of the guys that we put up on the torture rack, and we would slingshot like frozen paintballs, and they literally would have like
welts the size of pepperonis. I can understand why some of those guys are mad at me now. You never got fucking beat that bad.
No.
What's the worst you ever got beat?
I mean, beat wise.
Well, I mean, like what's the most amount of pain or, you know, suffering, so to speak, that you ever had to go through as a stunt guy?
Probably when I didn't know I was going to be on the torture rack with Bonfire, and you put me in this like tiny little thong, and she literally beat the crap out of me for about 25 minutes. Would probably be the worst. And then the high heels where the chick took the baseball bat out, the wiffle ball bat, and hit me in the head, and then they stepped in my belly button.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
With her high heels.
Did she go all the way in?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
That had to hurt.
It did. I don't like my belly button touched.
Did that cause heat at home with Danny?
Oh, no. I was single at that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was during my single time back
right.
in the day.
What's the most heat you ever got with Danny? Was that her name?
Yeah, I would probably have to say it was the Bonfire thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Would she come home and be like, "You're a fucking intern"?
You don't even. Yeah, her friends would tell her, and yeah,
be like, "Your husband just, you know, got his balls shocked by a dominatrix chick."
Yeah.
And then you'd come home, and she'd be like, "What happened at work today?"
Yeah.
You're like, "Well, nothing." Of course, you'd lie.
Yeah, and then her friends would tell her. And then we broke up for like a very long time.
Over me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Shocking the
butthole, I guess you could say asshole too. That was pretty.
Did I shock your asshole?
Yes, you did. We did a shock. It was two shows. When we were doing the morning and afternoon, we did a shock collar trivia on the neck. And then in the
I shocked your asshole?
Yeah. It was me versus Pantera.
Shocking the asshole.
Yeah, Hamill's the one who put.
You know, I catch a lot of heat, but Hamill's the one that really thought of a lot of this stuff.
Oh no, he did, because he was the one that had to put my shock collar in between the cheeks.
In your asshole.
Yes.
Was it actually in your asshole?
Yes, it was.
The prong.
Yes, and it was duct taped all around.
In your asshole.
Yes.
And so when we shocked it, it would literally go in your asshole.
Yes. And you were testing it a bunch of times too. And that was another, it was a PM system.
Have I ever made you so mad that you wanted to hit me?
Oh, no, never. Because no. Never. Even during 40, you're the one who calmed me down. 40 Edward Hands.
Yeah, I was the only one that could talk any sense to you.
Exactly, because you're my dad. You're my God.
I'm your daddy.
You're my daddy, my God.
My daddy and my God. You are my daddy and you are my God.
Exactly.
Now, does your wife...
Loves you? Yes.
Does she, though?
Oh, 100%.
Because I really love her. I think she's been just absolutely a blessing in disguise. Like, she's just been she's been your angel.
Mm-hmm.
She probably saved you from being a... full-blown alcoholic.
Degenerate gambler.
Degenerate. Now you're a full-blown alcoholic, but you're a responsible father.
And not a degenerate gambler.
I think that she put the gambling down to zero. I mean, less like, you know, Super Bowl bets and super, like, you know, shit like that. But, like, you know, you're not going to the Hard Rock anymore like you used to.
Oh, no, not, I mean, not every night. She actually likes going with us. That actually was our...
Hold on. Going with her and gambling is different than you being single and going to the fucking Hard Rock and getting free rooms comped.
Correct.
And hanging out by the slot machine where the whores are at, too, and all that kind of shit, right? Right?
Correct.
All right. Going with your wife, gambling is far different than the way you used to gamble.
Yes.
Okay, then.
And I think, and the perfect thing about her, too, is that you and her are kind of on the same mindset.
Meaning what?
Like, she gets the show.
Right.
And she also gets how dumb I am.
Well, she's also very cynical, like
correct.
I am.
Yes.
But you're not. Let's just be honest. You're not dumb.
I'm forgetful.
You're forgetful. Yeah. And spacey.
Yes.
But you're not dumb, but you play dumb, and you play dumb well.
Oh, thank you.
And you know what? Quite frankly, I play a lot dumber than I think I probably really am.
You're very smart.
I mean, this is a multi-million-dollar business, and people don't even give me credit for that because I play stupid, you know.
But you are a genius.
No,
a radio genius.
I don't know about all that. But, hey, I keep the lights on, and you know what? I keep the lights on, and Lummy, I saw your W-2. It wasn't really that bad.
No, listen, my accountant, who's a friend of mine, said, you got another raise.
He's monitored it every time. I mean, if you look at and there was a time here for years you didn't even make a dime.
Correct. And if I did, a W-2 was like $300 you throw me something for gas or something.
But, I mean, you know, you couldn't support your family on this salary. But, you know, it's getting to be a decent salary.
Yes, it is. And
nonetheless,
I appreciate that.
Especially for how fun it is. I mean, because there's a lot of people. Yeah, you know what? You could probably be an out. You could probably go out and do construction and make 50, 60 a grand a year. You could. You know, you're a tradesman like that. You're a fucking hard worker. But you would be absolutely busting your balls.
Oh, 100%.
You can make, you know, a little bit less than that here. And one, be a fucking star, because you are. You try to say that you're not, but you're a star. And two, you know, it gets stressful at times, but we're not out digging ditches.
No.
You know, I mean, yeah, you got to mow a lawn here and there. You do some physical shit for me. But it's, people like, think about Big Red and all his boys. Those motherfuckers are really working,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Iggy, that's a man. That motherfucker is putting some time in.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway. I'm excited where we're headed because, one, I own all of my own content. Two, I don't think we've even scratched. Lummy, you see how much content we have.
Oh, 100%.
And if we can just continue to keep chipping at it like the way you and Rhett and Gary Cantrell and Blitz are chipping at it. I mean, just look at our YouTube gains in the last 90 days.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're almost at 71.
We're going to hit, 100,000. We're gaining about 6,000 subscribers a month.
Oh, that's good.
And we're at 71,000. So 100 minus 71 equals 29 divided by 6. That's 5 months. So it's, March, April, May, June, July. We could hit 100,000 by July.
Oh, we've got a good amount of stuff that we're finding that are in the hopper.
Oh, you
got to
find this shit in the hopper.
You've got to find this shit in the hopper.
There's stuff that we put out and we re-listened to it, and we found some other like good little nuggets. Oh yeah.
You know, there's Jessica Hahn. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Jessica Hahn, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone. What do you like to do, like, when you're getting fucked?
Everything.
I know, I mean, there's got to be, like, do you like it from behind?
Like, I don't know that we've ever made that a video, have we?
I don't believe so. Not Jessica Hahn.
Anal?
I like it doggy style.
Yeah, see, my girl likes it doggy style, too.
I come too quick that way.
Yeah.
I know, but you don't.
Oh, with, Bob Levy.
Yeah, Bob Levy.
With Bob Levy.
There's a way to make you.
See, I like really pinning the legs behind her ears and just getting some good.
No, you know what I love? Yeah. I love when my favorite in the whole world. I'm going to get murdered, but nobody listens. So she's saying our show sucks and nobody listens.
Wow.
No, I didn't mean that.
I'm really going to get fucked.
Okay,
now you just got fucked.
Sweetheart, I didn't mean that. I meant like, because Howard's always joking there's four people, but there's.
There's 44. Oh my God. You like facials?
Lummy,
we may have just found a nugget for you.
Yeah.
Write this down. Yep. 00065-001. Jessica Hahn calls in.
That's an old one.
Yeah, and it talks about getting fucked. Yeah,
like to wrap my legs around somebody's like neck, but they're kind of, we're not doing oral, we're having sex and everything.
So you like to put them right around, like right around on top of the shoulders,
yeah.
Wrapped around the neck.
I'm really flexible, and I love that. And you can kind of control the, you know, intensity of it.
And your tits probably really get squeezed up real
nice.
There you go. Lummy, there's a hidden gem you didn't even know about.
Exactly, Jessica Hahn.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she is.
Alexa, is Jessica Hahn still alive?
Jessica Hahn is still alive. She is 63 years old.
How's she looking? Lummy, I swear to God, that one girl tried to fuck me.
Oh, 2006. The first American.
She's the first American supermodel.
Yeah, supermodel. What's her name? Fuck. Oh, I asked you about it because I can't believe you didn't fuck her.
I should have fucked her.
It's 2006 when you were at the Sirius building.
And she said, I was in Howard Studios, and I just got on the air.
Janice Dickinson.
Yeah, Janice Dickinson. And she was on after me, and I got done, and I was walking out because I was just going to leave. Most people like to hang out there. I was leaving to go back to my hotel room because I had to be on the air later that day. And she and Ronnie told her it's going to be about 10 minutes for her to go on. And she walks into my green room. Brent was there. Brent would back us up, and she goes, "Wow, Bubba, I didn't realize how good-looking you were. What are you doing later tonight?"
Oh.
And I go, "Well, I go to bed early." And she goes, "Well, why don't you?" And I was staying at the Crown Plaza, and so was she. She actually handed me her room key. Mm. Now, I think that means I want to fuck, doesn't it?
I think so. That's pretty forward there.
I should have fucked her.
Just for the story. Met her jet ski and get crazy.
Hold on. In December of 2017, Jessica Hahn disclosed that she had married Frank Lloyd, a film stuntman, is no longer active in show business and lives on a ranch of North Los Angeles. Hahn remains a committed Christian.
No.
She didn't sound so Christianly there.
No,
did she not?
No, not at all.
See, that's why, you could actually say born again or now Christian, you know, very religious, something to do with that.
From fucking Jim Baker.
Well, hold on. She's like, you know, is former bad girl who's now a born-again Christian tells Bubba how she likes to fuck or, so, you know, something clickbait-ish.
Yeah.
Her one partner, Ron Levitt, died. Hahn first came to public attention following Jim Baker's announcement on March of 87 that he was stepping down as the head of the PTL satellite pending the imminent disclosure of a sexual encounter between the two of them. According to Hahn, on the afternoon of December 6, 1980, she was a 21-year-old church secretary and was drugged and raped by Baker and another preacher. Hahn was given $279,000, a payoff for her silence, which was paid with PTL funds to Hahn through Baker Associate. Baker, who made all of the financial decisions for the organization, allegedly kept two sets of books to conceal this stuff.
Oh.
After the public revelation of the Baker scandal, Hahn posed nude for Playboy. and videos appeared on several television shows, including Married with Children. She also is known for her frequent appearances on the Howard Stern Show. Born in New York, she graduated from some fucking stupid high school and had a relationship with comedian Sam. That's right. She was with Sam Kinison for a while.
Yeah, she was.
And she was in the music Wild Thing, remember?
Yeah.
She then began a relationship with co-creator Married with Children, Ron Levitt, which continued until his death of 08.
Oh, okay, divorced.
Let me find. Let me find. What's that girl's name? Janice.
Janice Dickinson.
I wonder what she looks like now.
Not good.
Really?
Yeah, I looked it up. It's bad.
I could have fucked her. Oh, I'd still blast this shit out. No, if I didn't blast her then, I wouldn't. And you know what? I didn't blast her then because I'd just gotten engaged to Heather.
Yeah, she does not look good now, Bubba.
No, she looks horrible.
Did you see it? The plastic surgery, that's bad.
Like that? Hold on, let me show you. Like this?
No, worse.
This? She looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
She sure does. No, I'm seeing some different stuff here on Bing.
I'll show you what she looked like here, let's do this. Let's do Janice Dickinson 2006. This is what she looked like. This is what she looked like
right there.
That's what she looked like when she wanted me to fuck her.
100% you should have. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you turned that down.
Because I loved Heather. And Heather was, I thought, you know, Heather was hotter than her.
Oh, 100% on that point, yeah.
Maybe not. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It's Heather. I sent you a picture of what she looks like now.
Oh, you did? Send it to me again.
Okay. It's pretty scary.
Janice Dickinson wanted me to fuck her. Gave me her hotel room number, key, yippee-o. Hold on. Stand by. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good. Trying to not.
Her eyes look good. It's that fucking neck.
The neck.
Hers has got the turkey neck.
But then she's got those eyebrows, too.
And she's got those fucking lips of a 90-year-old. How old is she? Let me ask. Oh, girl. Hey, Alexa, how old is Janice Dickinson?
Janice Dickinson is 68 years old.
Holy fuck.
I hope I look better than that.
I think you will.
How old am I?
56.
Right? Am I 56 or 57?
I thought you're coming up on.
Hey, Alexa, how old is Bubba the Love Sponge? I don't even know how fucking old I am.
Bubba the Love Sponge is 56 years old.
Yeah.
I'll be 50 fucking 7.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Alexa, what's Bubba the Love Sponge's birthday?
From idlebirthdays.net. Bubba the Love Sponge was born on April 21st, 1966.
That's where
in
people
Warsaw,
fuck
Indiana,
up.
USA as Todd Allen Clem.
Everybody has me as April 21st. I was born on April 23rd.
1966.
Hey, Alexa, who's the most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana?
From Wikipedia.org, Tamara de Lumpitska was a famous artist born in Warsaw.
Poland.
Hey, Alexa, most popular people from Warsaw, Indiana.
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, a few famous people born in Indiana are Dan Quayle, Ernie Pyle, Michael Jackson, Jenna Fischer, and Brendan Fraser.
Don't worry, Bubba, you're still on Bing.
Am I?
Yeah.
What's it say?
It says most famous people. Most famous person born in Warsaw,
Indiana. I feel as if I've slipped, and you don't want to tell me.
No, it's right here. The most famous person born in Warsaw, Indiana is Bubba the Love Sponge.
You better send me the clip, or I'm not going to believe it.
I just did. Did you get it?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, I'll send it again. It's a
link. Most famous person. My fame meter is 3 out of 100.
Well, you're just supposed to look at that. Mm. I got two more questions, really three, but then one's gonna be uncomfortable too. But
just let it rip. We gotta go.
Yeah, people love the wrestling stories, Bubba. What's the craziest thing you saw backstage when you would show up with Hogan?
I probably can't answer that because it just would be. And it wasn't backstage.
Oh.
The craziest thing I ever saw while hanging out with Hogan.
Oh.
Wasn't him fucking my wife. But it had to do with it. I'll just, that's, and it, had, it didn't have anything to do with my wife at all. It was a different situation.
A little cricket?
It was a crick. And it was in Buffalo. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
It was in Buffalo, New York. We had adjoining rooms, him and I did. And that's all I'm saying. Maybe I was peeking through the crack a little bit, playing lookout.
Oh.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, so the next one would be, this is the last wrestling one, then the third one might be uncomfortable, but it's, what's the drunkest you ever saw Hogan or another wrestler go to the ring? Because they used to always
Scott
get
Hall.
Tuned up. Scott Hall?
Scott Hall, by far, was very rarely not drunk. Scott Hall, rest in peace, had a huge drinking problem and was always drunk, period.
How many beers do you say he did?
They'd usually drink at least an 18-pack before they went out.
Oh.
And then the uncomfortable one, go ahead and just say it. I mean, I don't have to answer it.
I'm good.
I mean, there's nothing that you can say. Like, I mean, you know.
I know. It's okay.
Say it, Lummy.
Do you feel your radio career and personal life really have affected your relationship with your son, both positive and negative? And do you have any regrets?
That is such a long, but so many different variations of questions. I think my radio career, my persona, had a lot to do with my son living a very privileged life. I think it had a lot to do with, you know, I think what has been indoctrined into him as bad was really good. It's tough when I'm your dad. I mean, there's a couple different ways to look at things. I can know. As a matter of fact, I just had this conversation with one of Tyler's friends yesterday. And I said, and I said to him, and I can even show you the text exchange. I said, am I really that bad of a dad? Because I struggle with what I'm going through with my son. And he said, no, you're the best dad ever. That you sacrificed so much for your son. And when he lived with you, he could come and go as he wanted. And you bought him a car, and you gave him a job, and you let his girlfriend stay the night. And like, you're the coolest dad ever. And that came from one of his friends. But I somewhat get judged. My son, I think most people that know me and maybe even my family sometimes judge me for my public persona. Maybe the only people that don't are, you know, the merch crick, my mom and sister. I think I'm constantly being misunderstood. When realistically, I don't even live 1% of the type of life I used to live. I'm in bed usually by 7:30, wake up at 2:30, go to the gym, come to the studios at 4:45 and get ready for the show, go back home, eat at 1:30, work on some stuff, return some phone calls, and start the process again at 4. But my son is being brainwashed by some people that have some type of fucking agenda. And their agenda is for me and him not to have a relationship because I'm not going to keep my mouth shut on some stuff that I see on how he's being treated. If your son was dating a girl that treated him like shit and had him so fucking pussy whipped that he's just making an ass out of himself, would you sit back and shut up, or would you do something about it? And let me take it a step further. Fuck you. How about your wife? Because your wife is wired more like me than you are. Would Ashley let Walker be treated?
No. I already know. No, not at all.
And I mean, you know, listen, I don't know what you know, but you are around the two enough to know that Tyler was her slave. Am I not right?
Yes, you are correct.
I mean, one time, one of the biggest fights we got into right now, one time, Tyler and I were in the back doing race car tires. I was grinding and siping and buffing open wheel modified tires on a machine. and it was 1:45. I'm sorry, it was 1:30.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Yeah. And it's June, and it's hot as fuck. And I'm out there, and I like doing it because, you know, it's good to get a good sweat going and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's his race car.
And it's with your son.
And it's with my son, and he needs to be helping me. And he says, I got to go. It's 1:30. I go, why do you got to go? He goes, I got to go pick up Ace at school. I go, Tyler, she doesn't get out of school till 2:30. He goes, I know, but I have to be first in car line. And I go, I don't understand where you got to be first in car line. He goes, if I'm not first, she gets mad. And I'm like, what? He goes, if she has to walk, like, and if anybody's picked anybody up at car line, you know that, you know, car line can be kind of lengthy. It can be maybe 30 cars in front of you. You could be car 33.
Yeah.
And then the kid has to kind of walk maybe, you know, a half a block to get to your car. Not all car lines are the, you pull up. I mean, there's some car lines where back when I used to pick up Tyler, I would pull around the corner and he'd come meet me around the corner. So I didn't have to be in that fucking, you know, that long ass serpentine line.
Yeah, you'd have to wait.
So I said, you're leaving now. By the way, it's 20 minutes to her. He could literally leave at 2:05 and be there 5 minutes early. Now, he probably wouldn't be car one in line. He might be car 25. But who gives a fuck? And he goes, no, Dad, I got to leave now. I go, you're gonna try to tell me that you could sit out here for another 30 minutes and help me do these tires for your car that I'm paying for. Or you can go and be so far up her fucking ass, it's unhealthy. And he goes, I'm sorry, Dad. I just got to go. Like, there's no other. I'm like, that's one of the fights we got into. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I would if you saw Walker was in an unhealthy relationship with a girl that was just fucking stepping all over him, would you put up with it?
Fuck no.
And not only would you not put up with it, your wife would fucking be even hotter than you.
Oh, especially like, let's say baseball practice or football practice. And he goes, hey, I gotta go 20 minutes, you know, with training or something like that. I got to go 20 minutes to go sit in a car line and wait. Fuck no.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm dealing with. And so my son, you know, me, the money that I've made, the life that I've lived, the opportunities that I've been able to give him, I think far outweigh whatever scuttlebutt or rumors people think about me. I think I'm a really, really good dad and, you know, too much of a good dad that I literally struggle with this every day of my life. I've not talked to my son for over a year. I'm blocked from Facebook. I am blocked from, I can't text him. I can't email him. I can't speak to him. And you have no idea. I almost feel like crying. You have no idea how hard that is. It's my only child. I only have one child. I have been the best dad. I swear to God, I've been the best dad. I really have.
You've sacrificed a lot.
You know, probably both of my relationships, my one with Heather and the other one with Nikki, were probably sabotaged by the fact that I was so into my son's racing career that I was not a good boyfriend. What wife wants to spend every fucking weekend at a dirt track? Not many.
No. Especially the lifestyle you were living at that time, too.
Yeah, I had, you know, jets. I mean, I'm sorry, my own plane, my own RV, making millions of dollars. I should have been with my hot wife traveling, you know, doing, you know, Tyler stuff a couple times a month, but the other two times a month enjoying my, you know, my wife or my girlfriend. But no, I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the fucking quarter midget 100 with my kid, the full blown crew and all that. And it's so easy for him to forget all that. And one of these days when I'm dead, you know, he might say, God, you know, fuck. My dad wasn't the person that people have portrayed him to be to me.
Did you see, you know what, I haven't even brought this up, and this is on podcast, and not a lot of people will hear this, but this is what fucking tears me up, and I'm going to send it to you right now, okay?
Okay.
And I've not discussed this anywhere, and I hope a lot of people don't hear it. I hope a lot of people do not hear this podcast. I hope they don't. Because this will be an absolute shitstorm. But I'm blocked from his Facebook race page.
Yeah.
And I just texted you.
I got it.
And this is what hurts the absolute most. And I am almost ready to cry. Because this is the shittiest fucking thing that you can do to a dad. This is the lowest thing. And by the way, he doesn't run his Facebook page. She does. She runs everything. She runs his phone. She runs everything. And so I get screenshots from the Great Bubba Army who aren't blocked by him. And they follow him and they get back to me on stuff, you know, that he wins here and that he does there and what they're saying. And it's all just me being, do you know how hard it is to be a fan of your son from a distance? Do you know how tough it is not to be able to relish in your son's accomplishments? And so one guy writes to my son, Tyler, you just won $5,000. That's awesome, man. You should probably tell your dad thank you for all that he did to you and getting you in the racing field at the early age and everything that he did for you. Not many fathers could sacrifice that much and have the money and to spend to do stuff like that is awesome. Congratulations. And then another person says, or at least reach out to your grandmother, which is both, you know. And do you know what he says? Why don't you go ahead, Tyler, and read what Tyler Klim said?
Actually, I did get physically abused by him. That's really shitty.
I got physically abused by him. That's what he comes back with. Did I give Tyler a few spankings? Yeah. Physically abusive to somebody is when you put a mark on them, they got a black eye, you knock them out. Being a dad and giving your son a few fucking spankings is not physically abused. And to bring that out in public, to play that card on me.
And on Facebook.
Yeah. Is pretty fucked up. And you know what? Probably this podcast is the only place that I should have addressed this. I shouldn't even have talked about it. I'm already the bad guy because I talk about these things. I have no other way to get therapy on what's happening other than to discuss it. Would you do?
I'm speechless just on what I just read. I mean, if I can't imagine, and I know that, you know, Walker's only 17 months old, but if something like that came up, I mean,
if Walker was so far up this girl's ass and he had already blocked you and your wife and your grandma and his grandma, and let's not forget, he didn't have a relationship with my stepfather and he died.
Yeah.
And so now that nothing's worked and the Bubba Army continues to, I don't want to say grease him, but I want to say the Bubba Army, God bless you, but God bless you guys.
That wasn't always having
my back. And this Philip dude just says, hey, bud, you know, you should probably give some credit to your dad. He sacrificed a lot. It wasn't mean-spirited or nothing. It was nice. It was like, hey, man, your dad, man, don't forget about your dad. And then the other girl, Cindy, comes in and says, and don't forget about your grandma.
Yeah.
And then the only thing, because nothing of your bullshit excuses have worked up until now, then he comes back with, actually, I was physically abused by him.
Yeah. All it's saying is that you can say thanks to that, or hey, your grandma, who's going through a lot of stuff right now.
So anyway, I think that would probably be, I think I gotta go. Let me thanks, buddy. And you know what? The uncomfortable questions make for the best radio, my friend.
So I hope everybody enjoys this. And
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right, bud. It's all right. It just, you know, to be accused of that when you didn't do it. I mean, that makes only pieces of shit beat their kids to the point where we'll be physically abusive.
Yeah. Pinellas Park, Kennett City, white trash. We can say that. Sorry.
Yeah, we can.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, Lam, I love you, bud.
I love you too, Bubba.